A few weeks ago, the Sinclair, Wyoming refining company got a $707,000 fine for safety violations. Wyoming's Occupational Health and Safety Administration, or OSHA, found that Sinclair had willfully violated various safety regulations and failed to fix hazards that could have resulted in death or serious physical harm. The refinery has had a series of accidents over the past few years and has been fined multiple times. Wyoming Public Radio's Willow Belden spoke with OSHA's John Eisberg. He says this latest fine was meant to be a wake-up call to show Sinclair that it needs to clean up its act.
OSHA fines work on an escalating basis. And so given the pattern of safety violations that they've had in the past few years, they're at the point of really the top rung of the citation level. This is the largest fine that Wyoming OSHA has ever issued, bar any employer. And so we really are trying to communicate that this is an extremely serious situation for us.
Sinclair has had problem after problem after problem in the last few years. We've had fires, we've had explosions, we've had releases of toxic gases, we've had workers end up in the hospital for injuries. Why do these things continue to happen at Sinclair when they're not happening to the same extent at other refineries?
What has been shown from all the inspections that we've done here in the last few years is that they were significantly behind on physical plant issues. They had a dated physical plant. They had a significant turnover on staff, on their entry-level staff, their operators. Those combined for a pretty dire situation in terms of safety.
When are these problems going to stop?
Willow, I wish I could tell you. I wish I could predict that for you. We have a consultation team over there at least once a month, but generally speaking, much more frequent than that. We've also required them to bring in some external independent safety contractors to perform some additional inspections. One of the things that they've done is to join what's called the Wyoming Refinery Safety Alliance. It's a consortium of the refineries in the state, all the different refineries in the state, and they're trying to look at common issues and come together solely on safety issues. They do have a lot going on, but they have a tremendous amount of progress to make. They, as I said, they were significantly behind. But I wish I could predict that for you.
Well, and we've spoken often in the last couple of years about the issues at Sinclair. And in pretty much every interview, you've mentioned some of these things that Sinclair is doing to try to fix the problems. But the problems keep happening. I mean, there was a fire in July. There was an explosion in September. So is any of this actually helping?
Well, I do think it is. The number of injuries has reduced since that involvement. But, you know, Willow, a refinery is a very dangerous place. They have so many different processes and critical processes going on at any one time. When you see these reports of the, you know, like this most recent explosion, it looks like nothing is getting done, but they are making progress.
Now, you said refineries are inherently dangerous places, which of course they are, but we don't see all the other refineries exploding all the time and catching fire. So, I mean, is that really an excuse?
No, this certainly is not an excuse. And that is exactly what we look at. We look at, you know, we have these other refineries that don't have these issues. Yet at Sinclair, we do, and we have repeated safety issues and concerns. And really, as we look at it, it is a culture of safety that, you know, if I were to generalize it in any one way, there is a difference in the culture of safety between that plant and the others.
What do you think that's coming from? I mean, what creates a culture of safety in some plants versus a lack of that in a place like Sinclair?
To really boil that down, leadership.
So in other words, the people that Sinclair hires at the top.
And all the way through the management ranks.
So if the issue here, if a lot of the issue is a lack of a culture of safety, which is coming from people at the top, essentially, can we expect them to fix the problems if they don't change the leadership?
You know, that really isn't something I can answer. I do know that they have made some leadership changes. Their plant manager is new, and their operations manager is new.
So now, just since 2011, OSHA has given Sinclair more than 180 safety violations, which is a lot, and some of these are for repeat violations for serious problems. So that sort of suggests that, okay, maybe the fines up until now haven't been working, and if that's the case, couldn't we just shut down the refinery until they actually address these issues?
The issue of shutdown does come up. Trust me when I say that that issue is out there and is on the table.
Is there a specific set of events that would have to happen in order for you to be able to call for a shutdown? I mean, does somebody have to die? Does what needs to happen in order for the plant to actually get shut down?
You know, there aren't any prescribed events that would have to happen in order to have a shutdown. It would come in terms of our judgment that a shutdown was the measure of last resort.
So we've got, I mean, you just issued a higher fine than OSHA's ever issued. If you go back later and do another inspection and find that they still haven't fixed some of these problems, would a shutdown be in order at that point, or would it just be even more fines?
You know, it would really depend what the substance of those issues would be. And we really would look at what's the likelihood of a serious injury or fatality.
In general, how optimistic are you that things are going to get better at the refinery soon?
We have, in the last 2 weeks, we have had a real series of meetings with their corporate executives, from their CEO to their top safety. They've just hired a new safety official there, Susan Sharp. And we've met with them a number of times, but three times with their corporate executives. And I'm very optimistic that they will get things turned around. I do see the commitment from their leadership team in terms of funding for the changes that need to be made, as well as for the issues that need to be in place to achieve that culture of safety.
Okay, well, John, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Willow Belden talking with John Eisbart. He's the head of Wyoming OSHA.